USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators plan to work this weekend on a big spending package known as the Inflation Reduction Act. Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying the bill will lower costs, including prescription drug prices, and will further reduce the deficit and combat climate change. Meantime, Republicans call it a massive tax and spend bill. Tensions continue to rise between the United States and China following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. NSC Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says the United States has shown to China that intimidation will not work.
We're going to keep an aircraft carrier in the region to monitor the situation. We've made very clear our continued support for one China policy and our continued support for Taiwan's self-defense.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
High fives and handshakes continue at the White House as the United States added 528,000 jobs in July, that number far exceeding industry analysts' expectations. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh adding,
when I look at this report, we've recovered almost every single job that we've lost or was what people were laid off during the pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The unemployment rate also falling to 3.5%, the lowest since the pandemic struck in early 2020. Despite two COVID shots and two boosters, President Biden continues to test positive for COVID-19. The president's doctor, although not meeting with the media, sending out a memo saying Biden's cough has almost completely resolved and his vital signs remain normal. President Biden and the First Lady heading to Kentucky next week to get a first-hand look at some of the flooding damage. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is defending his seat against Republican nominee Herschel Walker in the midterm elections this November. Walker calls out the senator on his policies on Fox Business.
My opponent believed in raising taxes during a recession. My opponent believed being soft on crime. He voted with Joe Biden to elect officials that are soft on crime. My opponent believed that he voted to put men in women's sports where I do not think men should be in women's sports.
The latest Fox News poll has Senator Warnock ahead of Walker by 4%. Russia is giving the thumbs up to a possible prisoner exchange.
Russia said Friday it was ready to discuss a prisoner swap with WNBA player Brittany Griner. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison by a Russian court for a drug offense. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States will pursue the offer to discuss a prisoner swap with Russia. Blinken made that vow Friday at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia, where the Russian foreign minister is also in attendance. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Nebraska State Patrol is holding a suspect on probable cause on the murder death of four people in Laurel. The arrest was made around 5:30 Friday morning. The State Patrol believes shots were fired into two homes that were set on fire early Thursday morning. One person was found dead in one house, and three bodies were found in another. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.